It's a blessing to be able to live in this country, to live in America, and all the blessings and the gifts that God has given us. But I want to pause this Memorial Day, and I want to go a little different route. I want us to understand what Memorial Day is all about. Here, if you live in Georgia, especially in the Stone Mountain, Gwinnett County area, you know about a particular highway, and a highway that is, how can I say it? It's a memorial, and we call it Memorial Highway, Memorial Drive. Takes us to Stone Mountain, downtown Atlanta, because this is a memorial city, and it's a memorial city for a reason. But do we understand that reason? What is a memorial about? Obviously, if you break down the word memorial, it deals with memory. As I get older, I have more and more of a challenge with that memory. But everybody can remember something. And a memorial is a word that we use to apply to a person, maybe that we've known in the past, and we memorialize them in our minds. It could be a place where we've lived, and it has significance to us, like Stone Mountain, and that's a memorial. It could be an event, like a Falcons football game or a baseball game, and you go to Memorial Park for the game. What is a memorial? Is it about the past, or is it about the future? In fact, when you look at the Bible, you see that the Word of God itself, as I hold it up here, is full of memorial. It is a memorial. Each scripture is a memorial because God wants us to remember. Because in the past with Israel, God would show them a blessing. He would be good to them. And then they would forget about it. They built them homes, themselves nice homes, nothing wrong with that, and food, and they forgot about God. Well, God wants us to remember, and many of us fail to remember. And so, therefore, this message is about the future. I believe that God gives us reminders and speaks to us about his future plans. He says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans for good, et cetera, et cetera. But we forget the source, which is God. I believe that Memorial Day is not about primarily the past. I believe that a memorial, whether it's Memorial Day or a memorial in your life or the death of a relative, that memorial is about the future. And that's my whole point today. Remembering is for the future. I'm going to say it again for us older folks like myself. Remembering is about the future more than it is about the past. Remembering is for the future. Remembering is for the future. I say it over and over again because I want it etched in our minds and hearts. It is more for the future than it is the past. We connect memorials to the past. But I'm here today to tell you that the events of the past are to equip us for the future. I'm going to give you a couple of quotes. It is crucial that we remember our nightmares. You say, why is that? Especially if you're a little kid. Oh, mama, can I come into bed with you? Got a nightmare. It is crucial that we remember our nightmares. Why? They happened. Why are we going through it? And when you put it up to a higher level, kick it up to a higher level, to this whole world, our nation and nations. Nightmares are important. Nightmares tell us about what our future may be. It is very crucial to remember our nightmares. What happened? The Holocaust, where millions and millions of Jewish people were slaughtered. It's important to remember that because it's about the future, because the future is now. For there are some who say that never happened. that memorial to the Holocaust, oh, that's just a waste because it never happened. That's a lie. It is crucial that we remember our nightmares. It's crucial that we remember slavery. There are some who want to erase from books, magazines, anything that would make us feel, or certain people, feel uncomfortable. Can't go to the library. Can't have that in the library. You see, remembering what happened in the past is vital. It is important. Remembering has to do with your future, because what happened then can, will, and is happening now and being prepared for. Oh, you don't want to hear about all of that Nazism and so forth. Listen, it's happening now. It's being planned for now. And unless we remember what happened, the future of the United States, yes, God bless America. I love America. I'm thankful that, you know, I was born in America. But we need to understand and we need to realize that the future of America depends in large part on how well we collectively remember and cherish the past. Because our past is there to teach us, correct us, and direct us into the future. The terror of tyranny, the terror of a dictator who only wants to be one for a day, don't go for it. Don't believe it. Anybody who would even talk like that is corrupt and means no good for America or any place else. Cherish the liberty that we have and let it teach us a lesson. Let God speak to us through our history, through our past. Those who cannot remember the past, those who do not want to remember the past are destined to repeat it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It could happen again. But even on a bigger scale, as we're going to go along and see in Christianity, Christianity is a memorial of a way of life. As I said, the Bible, this is our memorial. I read this book. You read this book. And we remember what God has said here. And when we do that, it is about the future. It is about tomorrow. How will I live tomorrow? How do I teach my kids about God's word, about this memorial, that every page we turn to is a lesson? Every word has been inspired by God. In the past, thousands of years ago. But what he inspired thousands of years ago is relevant till today. Yesterday, today, and forever. It will determine. See, remembering is for our future. Oh, it's too, I don't want to remember those things. Unless we learn about our past, we'll never be able to fix our future. It'll be totally out of control. Remembering God's past goodness. I want to look at that from a scriptural point of view, because Christianity is a memorial of a way of life that shapes our future. Our faith is dependent on remembering God and his word. If I forget this book, this memorial, I will forget about God. I'll go my own way. I'll forget about Jesus and what he did. I want us to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Our faith is dependent on remembering God. If you go off the track, if you stop believing, it's because you did not memorialize the word of God. If you stop having faith in God, it's because you have not paid attention to the memorial. Because the memorial is about the future and how we live today. I want to use a little analogy before I go to the word of God. You say, Pastor, what you got up there? Well, my wife made me do it. I'm kidding. I said, honey, how can I illustrate this? I said, you know, it's come to my mind about a slingshot. You know, David had a slingshot, took down Goliath. Slingshots are like memories. You see, I have here a ping pong ball. All right. Let's imagine the ping pong ball being the future. It makes sense, right? Because we're expecting that ball, as I pull back on this slingshot, on the sling in the V, that the rubber band is going to be empowered, ready for it, to go. Now, had I not had it taped, it may have hit my wife, and we all be having memorials. I'm just kidding. She takes things very well, and she did this, so she can't complain. But here's the point. The memorial, okay, we have a slingshot, we have a ball. The power is in the future that we know is going to come loose when we let go of the ball. It's going to go into the future. But it's empowered by the present. It's empowered by the technology. But that is not what my sights are on. I don't need another stick. I need this to go forward. Woo! It made it all the way across the kitchen, not into the fire because we had the fire on. You see, remembering is for the future. It's not for me to stay in here all day and all night holding this rubber band, this sling, this, you know, stick, and a ball. No, it's about the future. And while we want to remember, while we want to learn about the future, or about the past, about the memorial is for the future. My grandfather fought in World War I. And he was gassed by the Germans back in the 19-something. And he suffered for it after that. And he told me about the Germans. In fact, he came back to America after being gassed and was treated better than the German prisoners he helped capture. Imagine that. That's history. That's a memorial. But it fuels me to say, wait, that's not right. That's not how we should treat people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Remembering is for the future because we are prone to do the same things over and over. Let's go now to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and in verse 24. Let's turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. As I said, Christianity is a memorial way of life. Our faith is dependent on our remembering. If you forget God, you're not going to have any faith. You wonder why I can't trust God. No, no, no. I don't believe this God stuff. But if you remember that this is for the future, our faith is dependent on remembering God and his word. So let's read a little bit of his word. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 24 through 26. And when he had given thanks, guess what? We're going to use the Lord's Supper, this memorial. That's what the Lord's Supper is. It's a memorial of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it enables us to see in the future how we're going to live by his grace, through his power, and by his might. And so we read this. And when he had given thanks, Jesus gave thanks there with his disciples. And he gave thanks because he wanted them to be a thankful people and to remember what he had done. You give thanks for what someone has done. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and he said, this is my body, which is for you. Notice it's not just for him. Notice that what we do, what we have, how we use it affects everybody around us, even to eternal life in Jesus' case. This is my body, which is for you. It's for others. This is my grandfather, Albert Pitts. He was telling me these stories, these things that were burned into his memory, gassed into his memory, so that I would be able to identify right from wrong, or the rise of another Hitler, or the rise of a, well, you fill in the blank, that I would know better. He taught me how to live and how to deal with people. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. I try to teach my children and my grandchildren. They might remember Grandpa. You know, he didn't have much hair. I play with him like that. And I say, hey, give me that, Grandpa. Can I have that hair? He said, well, no, no, then I wouldn't have any hair. Oh, I said, you can grow some. I can't. I want them to remember me. But I want them to remember the things of the Lord about me. This is my body, he said, which is for you. Everything we do ought to be for others. Do this in remembrance of me, that we remember Jesus. That's the most important thing you can leave as a legacy and a memorial is Jesus. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Catch this. This is the new covenant in my blood. This is for the future. This is new. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. A covenant is a memorial where certain things that are promised will come to pass. And God see to it. Whenever you drink it in remembrance of me, this is not just some word, Jesus, or phrase, just pick up. Let's put remembrance of me in it. No, he wanted us to think the same way. Whenever you drink it in remembrance of me, that's the whole key, that we remember Jesus. And when you look at the context of this, this is forward leaning. This is forward growing and moving towards an end. It's looking forward. Remembering is looking forward. He wanted them to remember so that they could go forward towards salvation, towards faith, towards right living. These are his people. And he loved us. We are his people. And he gave us this drink in remembrance of him. For whenever you eat this bread, the Lord's Supper is a memorial. It's a memorial that points us to someone or something greater. Whenever you drink it, you do it in remembrance of me. Because I am greater than you. I am the Lord God Almighty who's going to give his life for you. But whenever you eat the bread and drink it, drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. It's futuristic. The memorial is the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of Jesus. The memorial is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the memorial. And it points to the future. Said all of us, his children, those who believe in him, who believe in his body and his blood and what it purchases for us, a life better than this life. That's our past. That's our future. That's what we have. This amazing grace. He's given us this grace so that we can be gracious to others. It's awesome. It's a beautiful thing, as they like to say, of what God has done for us. He wants us to do for others and be lights, be memorial. A memorial, yes, we get in our eyes, well, that's in the past and that's death. And then, no, you plant a seed in the ground. That's what Jesus said. You see, he talked about wheat being planted in the ground and then it blossoming forth into a big harvest. We are that harvest. He is the source of it. He is the memorial. But he is not the end of it. Yes, he's the Alpha and the Omega. But he's talking about us, his children, his people, who believe in his grace, have experienced his grace, who share that grace with others. It's forward looking. I'm going to read it again. Verse 26. For whenever you eat this bread, let's have a little bread right now. I forgot to bring it up here. It's on the counter there. And let's ask God to bless this bread. Thank you, darling. So kind of you. So sweet of you. Oh, kisses, kisses. Father, we thank you for Katrina. We thank you for a love for you. We thank you that she is leaving a legacy in her life for many others to follow. Grandchildren, church members, all around, neighbors. It's about the future of her life and all of our lives who in faith believe in the amazing grace you've given us. It's not a static thing. It's living. Whenever you eat this bread, and Father, we ask you to bless this bread now. We're going to eat of it. We ask you to bless it. And that it would be like a grain of wheat. It will be sown into our lives, into the lives of many others. And drink this cup whenever you eat this bread, not just the past. And drink this cup, not just the past, but the blood of Jesus that cleanses us of all of our sins and gives us new life. You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Notice the forward facing language. Notice the future emphasis in Jesus' heart and mind that his blood is for the future. That this memorial of the bread and the wine, the body and his blood is for the future. Remembering what he's done is for others and for the future. I'll read it again. For whenever you eat this bread, this is a memorial we're having right now. And drink this cup, you proclaim in this memorial, louder than any fireworks or anything else, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. It's the future, not just the past. The past is sowing the seed. Either, as the Bible says, you're sowing good seed or bad seed. There's going to be a harvest. And God wants there to be a harvest of good things. Oh, one other passage. In Matthew 26, 26. I just read that. I want us to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And verse 24 through 26. 1 Corinthians 11, as we see again, the remembering is for the future. The memorial is ahead. 1 Corinthians 11, 24 through 26. The Lord's Supper is about the future. Verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he took that bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Notice the number of times either I or one of the deacons or elders have talked about or read about remembrance, lest we forget. That's why we've learned nothing, as different philosophers have quoted, that we have learned nothing from history. Nothing. We keep repeating the same mistakes. Remembering the past grace is necessary to fuel our faith in God's future grace. God's given us grace for today, but it is there to fuel future grace. Whenever you drink it in remembrance of me, verse 26, well, whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, future. You see, it's not just about the past. That's a part of it. The major part is about the future and the amazing future God has for us. Amen. Amazing grace. God is so good to us. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the remembrance of you that you have given us through your word and through your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help us to grow deeper and deeper in the love of God, to share that love with others, that they may have a remembrance of you and never forget you, that they may share in your body and in your blood. Thank you for this grace that we know by the very word we don't deserve. But by your love and grace and your tender heart towards us, you've given us a future that has no end, a future in righteousness and in glory forever and ever. And Father, by the power of you, Holy Spirit, by you, Father, by you, Jesus, our elder brother, help us to never, never forget. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we're going to sing the final song of the day. We will remember.
Just goes like this.
We will remember. We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. And we will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness.
Everybody sing it.
We will remember.
Would never leave me,
and I never been.